Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff, and this is The People Speak. Hope you had a good weekend. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing this morning?
Very good, Jeff. Good morning. It's always nice to have a chance to come in and talk a little bit about some of the things going on around the county and some of the things involved in Randolph County government, particular to particular issues that are going on or whatever. Mm-hmm. Of course, this week, just a little bit of side talk this week. Of course, it's basketball week. We were just sitting here talking before the break, before we began, about Pinckneyville plays tonight. They're the closest one, and as well as three other teams down there at Carbondale in the Super Sectional, and I wish them all the best of luck. Of course, Sparta's not going to be there, you kind of go rah-rah for Pinckneyville as well, but they're going to play to Topless tonight, so that's one of their old rivalries from many years gone by.
Yeah, Teutopolis knocked him. I can't remember the year, but they knocked him out of the state tournament a number of years ago. So,
Teutopolis has always been a very good team. For all of those who don't know about it, that's a little town just directly east, about 10 or 15 miles directly east of, forgot the name.
Effingham.
Yes, I'm sorry, Effingham. I just had it in my head. And it fell out just east of Effingham. It's not a real large school, and they kind of have their own private conference. So it's going to be a good game tonight in that particular one. And, of course, in the other one, the 1A, I'm not sure which ones are involved. But we want to wish them well, and I hope they do very well and all have a very good time. It's March Madness at the high school level before they get started on the college level, which isn't far away either.
True, definitely. So, all right, I'll tell you what, we'll take a break here, and we'll come back.
Thank you.
And talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. We'll be back on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back. Again, talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. And we're talking about...
Well, we were visiting before. But.
Right. Well, you mentioned the 1A, and I just want to say we looked it up, and for the 1A game tonight, it's going to be Tuscola against Mounds Meridian. So,
okay.
So Mounds, I guess, would be the closest to us here.
Yes, Mounds Meridian would be down near in the Caro area, and Tuscola, they're north of Effingham, actually north of Mattoon, just a little south of Champaign in that area. So I have no idea which team is... better than that. Those are ones I haven't seen.
Yeah, but I think they were both ranked number one in their regionals. So.
Yes, so it's going to be a good game, no doubt about it. Moving on to some Randolph County issues, I thought I'd update just a little bit on some of the road projects. I believe I mentioned this one when I was in here 2 weeks ago, but County Road 18, that's Highway County Road 18, that runs from Route 4 just north of Sparta here, straight westward towards the Baldwin Power Plant, is slated to be resurfaced roughly 4.5 miles. It'll go straight west from Route 4, past the shooting complex, on through the two S curves. If you're familiar with the road, there's two S curves, and will end about 2 miles before it reaches the Baldwin Road going north. So the last couple of miles will be left out of that, as there's some construction work up in that area related to the power plant and those types of things. But we'll be resurfacing that project. We've had it on the wish list for a number of years. IDOT finally approved it to be resurfaced, and the proper amount of motor fuel tax was allocated for it. So we've let the bid for that, and that will happen a little bit later on in the spring as the weather begins to clear. And also, there's a new state highway project in Randolph County coming up. And I don't know how many people here are familiar with what we call the 9-Mile Bridge. It's on Route 3. It's north of Ellis Grove and south of Evansville, about halfway between them. And there's a little creek down there called 9-Mile Creek. And if you're familiar with when we had the floods, the last one being about 4 years ago, 9-Mile Creek always backs up from the Mississippi River, backs up actually from the Kaskaskia and back up, and it has went over that highway and shut Route 3 down. In 93, it did it very badly. They raised that road a little bit, and it hasn't been quite as bad, but you'll have water up within just a few inches of it when you're having these high water events. So the state is going to rebuild that bridge right in that area and raise the road. They're actually going to move the right of way just a little bit as they do that. And they'll redo that section through there. It's probably about a quarter of a mile through that bottom there, bringing the road up and putting a new bridge in there, which it's time. That bridge, I think, has been there pretty much from the beginning. So it's certainly due for replacement. So that is on their project list. And it's going to start this spring. And they're estimating about a two-year project for it, which it's going to be a significant one since you're moving dirt and that type of stuff. And in that area. So that's going to be a significant one. And I always talk a little bit about the Chester Bridge, and I just got an update on that Friday. And they are still projecting to award the contract by the end of March. There's four different contractors that have submitted or submitting their design proposals, and the state of Missouri will, because it's a Missouri bridge, will be evaluating these proposals and selecting the one that they think is the best overall design with the lowest maintenance cost, et cetera, to last for quite a period of time. Obviously, we would like the bridge to last 100 years. I haven't seen the designs, but the design will probably look something like the Cape Girardeau Bridge over the Mississippi River, if you're familiar with that. That's become a very popular design. It's very low maintenance, nothing to paint type of thing. It just works very well. It can be built without building structures out in the middle of the river to support it during the building process. So they've actually done a lot of the work under the bridge in engineering by drilling test holes where they are going to put it, because you have to know what the bedrock's like down there. These things have to set on a good foundation. And so they've determined pretty well the area where it's going to be located at, and have done their test borings and pretty well know how that's going to set. So they're still talking, having selecting a contractor and awarding the contract by the end of this month. And they're still projecting a completion date of December 31st, 25, which to me seems very aggressive. But the point being is it's on the slate to be done, and they're serious about getting it accomplished, even if they don't meet the exact time periods, and often you don't. It's they're serious about it, and they're moving forward with it. So those are some of the projects going on right now around Randolph County that are very beneficial, and they'll be taking place. They are beginning through the summertime, excuse me, in as related to the roads and bridges. And that's always in part because people are always interested in those. There will probably be there's always a summer oiling. There'll probably be another resurfacing project or so that will come along, but it's just not out as of yet as to which ones it'll be. And I'll keep you posted on that as it come along, and we get ready to let those projects and move through them.
All right. That's always, you get into the warmer weather and stuff, you start seeing more and more construction on roads and that.
Moving on to other topics, I'll mention a little bit about the Enterprise Zone, the Monroe-Randolph County Enterprise Zone. I frequently mention it on here, but lately the organization has been meeting a little more often. The zone was originally set up and began operation on January 1st, 2000. Mm-hmm. 2020. January 1st,
right.
2020. And, of course, 2 months later, along came COVID, and nothing really happened there for the first couple of years. But they have been able to do a couple of nice projects up in Monroe County. They have a couple more slated up there. We're looking at a couple of potential projects for it right here in Randolph County now. And in the process, we're going to be filing some applications with the Enterprise Zone to amend its territories a little bit. To try to get in a couple of projects, one possible manufacturing operation right here in the Sparta area we're taking a look at that would be very nice if we can get it through, a manufacturing operation over on the Kaskaskia River, which is being handled by the Port District. If we can put that one through, that would be very nice. I know the city of Redbud wants to update their boundaries to get in some property. They think something may happen on before long. The Dairy Queen project that's going to be built in Chester related to the Dairy Queen here in Sparta is within that enterprise zone, and I just had some conversations with that individual on Friday about that, and we discussed it. But that's already in, and applications are moving forward. And there's a couple of nice projects in Monroe County, so we're going to look at making an amendment to that application, which will be our first amendment since it was put in place, and getting that moving forward. It brings in all the governments at Monroe County, Randolph County, City of Columbia, Illinois, City of Waterloo, Village of Valmar, City of Redbud, Village of Evansville, City of Chester, and City of Sparta, as a collaborative of all those together in the process of having those amendments and having those meetings. And I represent, of course, Randolph County's interest on that. Mm-hmm. So it's good to see that happening as well.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got another break here. Let's go ahead and take that, and we'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Got a little time left in the program talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. We've talked roads. We've talked different things like that. We got the care centers also.
Yes, I can mention a little bit about the Randolph County Care Center. That's usually a topic as there's as we're working for it, as bringing everyone up to date. Remember, we had the vote last November, and the taxpayers voted for us to be able to move the care center to a new entity, so it won't be owned by Randolph County, but will be owned by an entity within Randolph County, represented here by Randolph County, so which we can make those renovations. Of course, we've been working on that process. The engineering teams have been looking at some of the particular designs, but we haven't gotten to the point yet where we're ready to go to bid with it. Mm-hmm. And I had hired Randolph County, I guess I should say, hired a law firm to assist us with us on the creation of this entity. I was hoping to have it resolved in the direction we were going, resolved in February, but I had some other things that came up in February that limited my ability to be able to converse with them. And I had sent them an email for some discussions last week. They didn't respond, and I had troubles responding. So hopefully we'll get something going here within the next couple of weeks to determine the structure of that entity, how it's going to be, because it involves the applications for Illinois, state of Illinois, with it. Sorry. I was just, I thought I was looking at something there. I apologize for what I was doing. But it involves the applications for the state of Illinois that have to be filed with the Illinois Department of Public Health in order to not only to make the renovations through the process, et cetera, but to be able to change the licenses, to relicense it for 50 beds, as we discussed before, and those types of things. So it'll be a lengthy process. It's going to take, several months to get that accomplished as they put together the designs, and we finalize the design so you have the necessary information that you can actually go to bid. You have to have details as you go to bid for that. So as that moves forward, that'll be helpful. I heard from Dr. Keena that on Friday afternoon we were actually awarded another grant for the project, which is very good. I think we're funded now in grants up through about $5 million. Don't hold me to that exact number, but it's in that process on about a $7 million project. So that is very good. I wasn't never concerned about being able to get the necessary funding through borrowing on bonds, but the less you have to borrow in order to create the project, obviously the better it's going to have as a chance to operate. And also the care center right now, it has ordered new beds for the entire facility. And they're in the process of getting those in, setting them up, which in and of itself takes quite a bit of time.
Right.
These take time to get them in, get them prepared, get them set, get them exchanged.
Right. Those, they're not your standard
not your standard bed by any means. And that's quite a lengthy process in and of itself. But that will really be nice for the residents living there. And those will carry forward into the new facility as we're working on it as well. So it'll involve the frames, the operation of them, more towards the newer standards, the mattresses, sheets, the whole operation with it. So it's nice to see those things moving forward as we're working on them, developing the best we can to give it another generation. I always say it's been there roughly 70 years. That you can get it another 20 years of life. Beyond that, it's hard to project what will be happening at that point in time because things change considerably from year to year. But I'm very pleased to see how it's moving forward and all the help I've had from Dr. Keener with this and how we've been able to move forward. And so it's nice to see that moving forward in a good process.
You mentioned 20 years. 20 years used to seem a lot longer than it does now. But
20 years goes by quickly. It doesn't seem that long ago. And as you get older, it really does go by quickly.
That's right, because I know Dr. Keener is no longer the chairman of that committee, though, but the four-lane highway,
Yes, actually, he did quite a bit of work on the four-lane highway coalition. Now, the chairman of that committee is Will Stevens, who is the Murfreesboro mayor, as I recall, and he's also involved with it. And there was funding to be doing engineering work on that, which I believe is supposed to take place later this year. It had been placed in the budget actually a year ago, $15 million. And this is what they call second phase engineering, where they study the routes from basically south of Waterloo all the way over to Sparta.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be generally following Route 154 in many ways. They'll be looking at the planned routes and what other involvement there might be that would create problems. They'll look at those and then come back with their general recommendations. Once that is complete and the public hearings have been held on it, which could be taking place later on this summer, hopefully it will. That's when it's scheduled for, although I know schedules often change, but that's the general time frame that's scheduled for. After that's complete, then they would go to final engineering. If they continue to fund it, it would go to final engineering, which would be where they actually begin to determine these are the exact routes, these are the bridges you're going to have to build, and those types of things, where they are able to go to bid and to contractors who can look at what the scope of the project is and can complete it. I think we have a real good possibility of having that project funded from where it ends right there southeast of Waterloo down to Redbud. It would come down south of Redbud around the Blackjack Road area, if you're familiar with that. I think you'll see that funded and probably accomplished in the next 5 to 10 years. There is sufficient traffic through that area to clearly warrant it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of getting it on the dockets and moving forward with it. So I think you'll see that being one of the projects in that period of time. It's about a 10-mile stretch through there.
There's already a pretty extensive project going on this side of Murfreesboro coming this way towards Virgins.
Yes, they've also in that area coming north from what was the old, trying to think of the name of it, Grandpa John's store there north of Murfreesboro. That'll test your age to see what you remember. They're coming north up to what is the Baku Creek Bridge area. Ultimately, they will continue on past that. All the detailed engineering on that is complete from that area on up to Virgins in that area. Now, it's just a matter of they're ready to go as soon as they have funding. They funded another couple of miles of it. Next, they'll have to get across Baku Creek. They'll have to rebuild that bridge in there. One of them's already in place. What will become the southbound bridge is already in place. They'll have to rebuild the northbound bridge, which is actually where the original was at originally, in order to get across there and then go on up to where Route 4 begins, about a mile and a half north. So you'll probably see that happening within the next 5 years as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I hear the music in the background, so I guess we're out of time, but I appreciate you taking time to come in and talk with us.
That's quite all right. It's always good to be here. You have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here today. That will wrap things up on The People Speak. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.